USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden signs a $739 billion tax and spending bill into law Tuesday at the White House. The president saying this is one of the most important pieces of legislation in American history.
With this law, the American people won and the special interests lost.
States that rely on the Colorado River are bracing for water cutbacks. Arizona will lose just over 20% of its annual allotment due to water levels dropping on Lake Mead. Nevada and Mexico will also face cutbacks starting in January. Amazon says the FTC is harassing Executive Chairman Jeff Bezos and their CEO. The e-commerce giant claiming the harassment is due to the FTC's request that they testify in a probe involving Amazon Prime. This is USA Radio News.
Make money doing what you love. It can be done. Matter of fact, it has been done. Consider the story of Jack London. He's one of the highest paid writers of all time. Authored The Call of the Wild, recently released as a blockbuster movie starring Harrison Ford. Jack grew up in a rough neighborhood in Oakland, poor, uneducated, and a school dropout. As a child, Jack fell in love with the idea of being a writer. The notion that an uneducated, dirt-poor school dropout from Oakland could someday be a published writer was insanity. You know the rest of the story, though. Jack London became one of the richest writers of all time. Discover Jack's secret that allows anyone of any income or educational level to make money doing what they love. Whatever it is you love more than anything else, let's make that your prosperous living. Go right now to discoveringjack.com. That's discoveringjack.com. His secret is free. Just go to discoveringjack.com. Discoveringjack.com.
The Biden administration is signing off on exports that have some Republicans on Capitol Hill scratching their heads.
With China as a top national security threat, President Biden's Commerce Department surprisingly approved almost all requests to export to the communist nation. It includes semiconductors, aerospace components, and artificial intelligence technology. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Another record has been set on the southern border. Federal agents have arrested more than 1.8 million illegal immigrants so far this fiscal year. That beats last year's total, and there are still 2 months left of reporting. With the continued flow from Central America, it's likely the Border Patrol will top 2 million arrests this year. That's never happened before. The latest numbers show about 7 out of 10 of those caught are single male adults looking for work. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-296-1251. 800-296-1251. That's 800-296-1251.
Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and auto pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
In Newport Richey, Florida Republican Governor Ron DeSantis is speaking about the state's evolving approach to education. He says the updated curriculum will help students learn American civics and how the nation differs from systems like communism.
Making sure that people, students, have an understanding of what it means to be an American, understanding where our rights come from, understanding how the Constitution is structured, understanding how all those ideas have been important in various periods of American history.
A website dispute is still being worked out in Massachusetts.
Officials in Newton, Massachusetts are investigating a former employee they accuse of shutting down the police website during a pay dispute. The mayor says the former employee, the police department's IT director, took down the department's website in late June and July. According to the Boston Globe, the website directed visitors to a message that called on them to ask the mayor to restore it. Mayor Ruth Ann Fuller says the employee controls access to the website and has not turned it over to the city. A new department website is now live. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns in New York.
A former Los Angeles County fire captain had trouble keeping himself composed while testifying in the Kobe Bryant helicopter crash photo trial. Brian Jordan walked off the witness stand 3 different times during his testimony Monday, saying he needed a break. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.